Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, do you want to do the honors?
Good morning and welcome to Cafe Guys, a cafe by the ocean in Hollywood, Florida. We have a beautiful, gorgeous day today and invite you all to come down here. No, not really. Anyway, we feel it's the greatest place on earth to live in Florida because we can go out all the time, we can do whatever we want. We don't need all this heavy winter clothing.
Right. Can get outside every day. It was actually shocking to walk out this morning because there was almost what we would call in southern Florida cool breeze. And here we are in the summer in southeast, pretty far southeast. I mean, you know, we're on the edge of Miami. So it is remarkable. And if it was another 10 degrees, I think we'd still survive it.
Yeah, but that's when I get really upset because it's too hot for me.
Yeah.
Especially with the high humidity. Fortunately, the last several days have been actually pretty nice because the humidity hasn't been as high, even though we've been getting into the 90s.
Yeah, actually, I have a family member who has lived here for years, this area, and doesn't want to spend another day here during the summer. So has a place up in Maine. I just found the husband of a couple I know very well. They actually are, what I guess you call, separated during the summer because she works down here, and he refuses to spend another day during the summer. Now, these are both long-term residents. So he's up in the Massachusetts area during the winter, the summer, sorry. I guess I just haven't gotten hot enough here to get to there.
Well, August, I'm sure, will be crying and screaming, it's too hot, it's too hot. Have to jump in the pool, or just if we want to walk a little ways, we can always jump in the ocean.
Yeah, that's true.
I got back from a 8-day vacation last month in Massachusetts, and it was just so delightful. The temperature was in the 70s a lot of the time. They didn't know it was supposed to be hotter. It wasn't.
Good morning, radio guys.
Good morning.
Thank you.
How are you?
One time I went to a friend's for a couple of days, and he had an above-ground pool. So I ended up, it was the hottest day I was there. He grilled hamburgers for lunch, and then we spent the day by the pool. And then for dinner, his wife went and bought fresh swordfish, and he grilled it on the grill. It was really delicious.
Yeah.
I had so much seafood when I was up there, you know, to get my fill. It was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was up at a place in Maine. I was talking about it with a friend, a family member has a place. And it's beautiful, friendly, nice. I would have sort of never want to leave a relatively little town, and it's Belfast, Maine, and just lovely place. The only problem is people don't have air conditioning, and for only a few nights a year, it doesn't cool. But every other night, the window's open, which is, you know, during the summer, is a wonderful way to live.
When I was going to Northeastern University in Boston back in the 60s and early 70s, we didn't have air conditioning at most of the apartments the students were in. So one night I was sleeping at a friend's on the couch and ended up no covers. Then the T-shirt and the pants came off, and I ended up sleeping in my underwear with a fan blowing on me, and I was still sweating. It was so hot. In the midst of the summer up there.
Yeah. By the way, if anybody wants to join us, they can call in. The telephone number is very simple. Just call in 347-989-8435. Area code 347-989-8435. There's no PIN. Just call in. We'll see you called in, and we'll let you into the talk.
Just to go back to what I always try to do and tell everybody to try to help someone for the day or try to make sure you give a little bit each year to charity. There's so many people that are in need. And there's a lot of good charities out there. I hadn't given to this one charity before, but I found out about, I've heard of it, but I just never had any mail from it. And, Wounded Warriors Project. They do a lot of good for the servicemen, and so I donate a donation to the organization. But there's so many good organizations out there, and I've always given to CARE and St. Jude and other organizations over the years. And even though it's not a lot of money, it helps. You know, everybody needs money to survive.
Yeah. Well, which is not the same thing as giving money to politics.
Right. I mean, politicians have so much money.
Well, there are some groups that could use some more. But the one...
Trump?
Let's not go there. He's overcovered. That's his business, getting his name in the press by saying whatever he wants to say. It does him well every time you can spell the word. I saw one this morning on the news just before I came down that there was an outrageous, traffic rage situation where somebody actually shot somebody in front of their kids.
Oh, wow.
And it's funny, if you parse the event, at least what was reported on the news, you could understand two crazy guys, from their perspective, how this escalated and got into it. You know, it's like all these situations, somebody's got to break the craziness that builds up in these type of situations. You know, somebody's got to compromise. Sounds like somebody followed somebody else home, and then the person who was followed home could obviously claim they felt threatened, and they shot the guy who drove in, but followed them with his family. He didn't shoot the family, shot and killed him in front of his family.
People really need to take a step back and think about what they're doing. I know rage is something and you get to a breaking point, but if people only thought what it might do to their family, their reputation, and their lives, you know, one mistake, one stupid little thing, or stealing something and going to jail, it's just so ridiculous when you step back and look at what you actually did to affect the rest of your life.
You see, the one thing I think we've seen more of than I've seen anywhere else that I've driven, and I'll make a strong statement, in the world, is that type of craziness driving here in Southeast Florida. People pass on expressways, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour faster than the speed limit, sometimes more. And it seems to be a game until, of course, it's not a game. It's sort of hard to understand two things. Why people would drive like that, and second, how they can get away with it, you know, because there are things like smart cameras that could detect the license and the speed and stuff like that, and sort of hard to understand how this could happen.
They don't think, and they get, you know, it's not that incident. It's problems in their life and the stress that's built up, and that's the way it surfaces. It's usually another cause behind what happens.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this very simple thing I'd say, 10 miles over the speed limit, a ticket. 20 miles over the speed limit, maybe having to go to training, something painful. 40 miles over the speed limit, your car's taken away. It's, you know, pretty simple, like they do with drugs. Because, in a way, it's equivalent, you're risking other people's lives.
Right.
And, you know,
And of course, you keep losing cars, that would slow people down.
Sure would.
You know,
Larry says, give it away. Nieces and nephews, give it away. If you do a good thing for your niece
what
and nephew.
What Sam is talking about is, I'm an accountant for many years, and I've dealt with a lot of different families, and when I find people that have more than enough money that they need, I try to encourage them to give to family members while they're alive and let them watch them enjoy the money. I mean, you can take it with you, which a lot of people do, but that's not always the answer. And if you have, between husband and wife, more than $5 million in assets, then you should be seeking estate planning advice from your accountant or lawyer and do something so you don't give money to the government unnecessarily.
I guess there's also the situation that if you coordinate all the papers you have, your will and all the other things, and set up a revocable trust and put it in the hands of somebody or have the account set up so it automatically, the thing called transfers automatically, you can make life very easy for the, you know.
You can, but you have to be very careful who your trustees are. I've come across several situations where family members have broken trust, or they haven't done what the deceased wants, or they don't follow guides of what the deceased wanted to happen with the assets and the money. And it's like things you think are unbreakable can be broken. So it's very important, maybe even in verbally, to leave instructions as to exactly what you want done. And if you want to make sure that there's an independent outside party, which isn't always true, but it helps, is to have a trust company, a reputable bank or trust company involved in as one of the trustees when you pass away. Not family or personal friends or whatever can manipulate things, and attorneys can too.
Yeah, and in that situation, a family member, they want me to execute it, and I've tried to sit down with this person and talk about what they really want, and they're not interested in doing it. It's like, well, I understand in principle what he wants, but there's subtleties here, and I'd like to.
Right.
I'm going to feel really strange making these decisions without.
Well, maybe when you sit down with them, discuss the particulars on and tape it so it's on record, and that might help.
Yeah.
And another thing too is, I've always dealt with a lot of older clients, and I enjoy it because of the history and what I learned from these people, because they've been around for 70 to 100 years. It's amazing, you know, some of the history you find out from them about different people and famous people and just the way things were, you know, back in the day. And I always encourage people, too, to write their own autobiography before they pass away so the family has a record of their life or what's happened. Even if you just dictate it in tapes. We have a rabbi in our building where we are, and he's taking my advice. He's writing down his autobiography. He's a really extremely interesting person. He was rabbi to the movie stars. And it's really something, you know, that he's a very interesting person and had a lot of interesting experiences. So I feel good because once someone is gone, that history and that knowledge is gone with them.
You know, this raises, we live in a condo, right? We've got a lot of people around who have, everybody has an interesting history. Let's
say. Right.
Wouldn't it be nice to bring somebody in or find somebody here who has a background in this type of oral history type or
writers
history
or students going to school for that field?
And we could have a program here, you know.
Right.
How to write it, how to, and in some cases, maybe we do some oral histories. Maybe there'd be some people who'd be interested in doing that. Let's say that would be, I think, wonderful. We could schedule that here. Probably like everything we do here, by the way, we're sitting in our cafe, and we're aside from the guys talking here, there are only two people in the cafe. This is the summer. People miss this beautiful weather because it's beautiful elsewhere. That's the way I interpret it.
Right.
Don't not come because you're scared of the heat. This is pleasant.
Exactly.
But it's fair to say, yeah, there's an awful lot of beautiful places right now beside here.
And a lot of people leave to go see their families or spend more time with their families. And a lot of people here have second homes from the original state they came from. And that's why they leave.
Yeah. But, tonight. Our cafe. I got to say about our cafe. They've gotten very creative, haven't they? So tonight is Greek night, isn't it? I reflect on there are two ways to do business. What you're doing sort of works. Let's just do more of it. Another one is, let's try something new. You know, if they do a buffet here, for example, then they're not doing the regular meal. In business, there's an expression, eating your children, which says you're making money at something. Some businesses just keep doing more and more and more of whatever is making them money. That's the children. It's sort of what you're getting out of business. And then some businesses say, well, that won't last forever. Let's try something new. And they kill off old stuff. Some companies do that to the extreme, like Google, where they'll start things and they're temporary and they kill them off, and they do that to an extreme. And other companies, and examples somewhat like Kodak, kept doing what they were doing, which was incredibly successful until it was too late and there was other competition. Now, there might not have been a solution, and they may have been trying lots of things, but the folklore that comes down is they kept making film and phone cameras too long, or focused on that.
Anyway. I forgot what I was going to say. Senior moment here.
No. Well, that's also useful. No. But they give up the regular dinner meal or have a buffet. They lost the customers.
Well, yeah, but the regular usually is one of the dinners is Thursday nights, which they don't give up with. But they've been more creative, and they've had more events, which brings more people in. And, you know, when this is something that the family might enjoy, a lot of the residents here bring their family in, and it gives them extra people to come in. What I was going to say was when Steve was talking about reinventing yourself or doing certain things, every now and then, Burger King doesn't do so well, or McDonald's doesn't do so well, so they do something to change up the menu or whatever to get the business back. Like McDonald's now is considering having breakfast 24 hours a day starting in October. And I'm all for that because sometimes you don't eat breakfast or you don't eat your eggs. You feel like it sometime later in the day, and a lot of places don't serve it. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah, that can't be a national model, though. There are some places where there are McDonald's that shut down at 8 o'clock at night, you know.
Oh yeah, but South Florida, we always have 24-hour businesses all over the place. So you know, if you want to go out at 2-3 in the morning, there's several places you can go, and that's one of the nice things about here too. And they're building up the street from us a new Margaritaville, and I'm sure that's going to be a lively place and a lot of different events and things happening. And they'll be done with that this year. We're in the middle.
That's what we hear, yes.
I love Hollywood because we're in the middle of everything. We're right close to the Fort Lauderdale Airport. It's not that hard to get to Miami. And, you know, the beaches, the fine arts, Fort Lauderdale and Miami. There's a lot of stuff to do down here if you want to go out and do it. You know, a lot of people sit and vegetate, which, of course, is not good. It's just not, you have to get out and you have to do things. We have some people in their 80s, 90s that still run every day, or they're in the pool every day and doing exercise to keep fit, and they live longer, of course.
Yeah, no, we have at least a couple of our mature residents who do long ocean swims to the target seems to be our beach down to the Diplomat. And I assume back, because I keep seeing them.
That's a good distance. I mean, you don't really realize because you don't live here how far it is, but it's a decent distance for especially a senior person.
Yeah, and I should do it too. I should do lots of things. We all should. Yeah.
And Steve sits in his kayak and goes around the water.
Yeah. Well, actually, now my favorite is the stand-up board. That is, it's a real joy to be standing there. Was out, the ocean's been calm, or was calm the last few days, and you know, you just stand there and you get to look down. I saw a fish almost as big as my board go by underneath. And when you're in a kayak, you're sort of at an angle with the ocean where you get reflection. You don't see it as well, but when you're on a board, you can look straight down, especially if you've got, you know, Polaroid glasses on, and so you see all the wildlife underneath you.
It was something on the news that really disturbed me yesterday. There are stupid people out there flashing laser lights at the pilots landing planes in LaGuardia and all over the country, but a lot in New York. And some company now, thank God, has come up with a new pair of glasses that filters out that light. But they're getting them at 3 minutes before landing, which is a crucial thing, and it blinds the pilot's view. And they said 38 pilots had to go to the hospital and be treated because of these lasers. I mean, what are these people thinking? They want to crash a whole plane load of people trying to land? It's really, really sad that people are doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, everything in this world, I mean, everybody keeps doing things that take more and more law enforcement, take more and more research and development. I mean, if this country could just live peacefully, all the money that's spent on war, that's spent on security, that's spent on stuff, could make everybody's lives so much better.
Well,
and yet we have to keep spending more and more for all these crazy people out there.
Well, the problem is we're in a tight society and there are weapons, but there are things that individual people can do who are, let's say, either not mature enough to realize the side effects or brought in not mature enough to avoid some extreme ideology, who are willing to experiment or play with some of these things. It could be laser things. It could be guns. We're seeing a bit of that.
Right, and the drones. People are losing control.
On the other hand, fortunately, we're talking about things that are not weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
There are those too, but I mean,
I'm thinking that as a safety precaution, everybody should really even just carry mace with them to help avoid some situations or protect themselves in some situations. I know it's not a gun or it's not whatever, but
yeah,
I'm sure it could be used to advantage in some of these situations.
If it's used purely defensively.
Right.
It can be used almost. Can you think of a defensive weapon that can't be used offensively?
No, but it's like same thing, but it's better than nothing in some of these situations where you feel helpless and there's nothing you can do. You know, it's getting to a point where, you know, like, people are getting, you know, I'm sure Netflix and Redbox and whatever sales are up because people are going to be afraid to go to the movies. You know, you get shot, you don't know what's going to happen, and these idiots target copycat
you know,
the same thing.
Now there must be a million theaters running at any given time in this country.
Right, you have to go with percentages.
And we keep hearing about one event that happened a month ago or, you know, last week.
Right, but a lot of people, the reason for homeschooling wasn't just because of the schools, but it was because of the guns and the incidents of the schools.
Yeah.
So people do react to all this stuff, and if enough people react, it has an effect.
Well, there are some people who are fragile and fearful. And so I'm sure a lot of the homeschoolers are there's a whole set of phobias. Some which lead to things like not having our kids vaccinated, and others believing what's on the internet or what their friends tell them, all these worries about allergies for things that don't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Suggests a certain level of suggestibility that some people have, and fear. Or I'm not sure which one's stronger, you know, what type of personality.
Well, hypochondriac is a hypochondriac, but sometimes it's because of the mother or the parents, too. It's conditioning and environment, just like so many kids do what their parents did, and it's not always for the better. And the education system needs to be changed a little, and they need to start teaching, you know, respect and honor and trust and stuff when these kids are young, and hopefully ingrain it in some of them, and they don't just not care about anybody or anything.
It's a tough thing to teach.
In life, it is, but kids listen, and you teach by example, and there are some excellent teachers out there that really grasp the kids, and they need to be more careful about the training of the teachers and who's teaching the kids. I have a son who always had problems with school, and they put him in a potential dropout program at Nova in Davie, and he's telling me, Dad, some of these teachers are no good, and they're horrible. So at the end of that school year, they fired two of the seven teachers that were teaching him. So here you are, kids that need extra help, and they get lousy teachers in there trying to help them or not helping them.
Well, as long as, this is that tension between automation, you can standardize with automation everything from watching the roadways with smart cameras to teaching, but it doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
You need people involved, and people are
scrambled and made up. I just put in my order, if anybody heard that.
Yeah, we'll share it with you guys, but I don't think it's going to be ready in a minute and a half, which is what we've got left. Oh, well, thank you.
19 seconds.
9-0.
Oh, 90 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. So it looks like the weather's coming in. It's still beautiful, though.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing, though. Like, we're just set back a little bit from the ocean. Behind our building is a parking lot for public parking. Then there's the beach and the ocean. And you can sit in your apartment sometimes when we get these storms. You can't even see the ocean. And it's amazing. And then we get up every day. It's different between the waves or the color of the water or the clouds. It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I never get tired of it. In fact, the problem is you have too many choices of things to do.
Yeah, well, that's this old thing that our body can't do what our mind wants us to.
Well, anyway, for those who are listening in, nobody joined us and called in, but we'll be here next Sunday promptly at 9 o'clock. Cafe Guys, you want to say?
.com.
Oh, yeah, good. Sign with the Cafe Guys. You can get to our recorded shows. Signing off for 1 week.
Have a wonderful day and a great week.
Good man.